little bit of Balak BaOmer here. So he says, there's another Inyan Torah, which is a preparation for Shavuos and receiving the Torah. Chaim Vital. And the idea of it is like the Rav Chaim Vital says. Everybody knows who Rav Chaim Vital was? Vaguely, okay. So Rav Chaim Vital was the preeminent Talmud of the Arizal. Okay, everything, basically everything that we have of the Arizal.
Don't write his names.
All his writings, like all of the Arizal's Torah that we have, basically came from Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was a great Rav in his own right. But that was like his main, you know, his main, he wrote the Itzhaim. Itzhaim is the collection of Rav Arizal's ideas. So Rav Chaim Vital writes, Shetaras Amidos, Yibachinas Kisei, Umerkava Lekabala Zatora. Chaim Vital writes that purifying our midos, you know, fixing our personality traits, is the chair and the chariot for receiving the Torah. Because as long as a Jew has not fixed his midos, he cannot receive the Torah. And the Torah cannot dwell inside of him. The Torah can't dwell inside of him if he is a disgusting clay. If his midos are terrible, then the Torah can't be inside him. He taras amidos kedesh yuruim lekabel the Torah kedusha, and therefore Hashem gave us as a preparation for receiving the Torah, because what gave us these days of Yemei Sefira, which are days which are supposed to fix our midos, and then will become fitting to receive the Torah. The idea of svarim kedusha. The idea that the, I don't know if he's going to quote this, but it's the idea that we know that you guys are sure you're familiar with that. Derech Eretz Kavanah Latorah, right?
Yeah.
Heard that phrase before? It's a Derech Eretz Kavanah Latorah, so the Chaim Vital takes it literally, meaning that you need to have Derech Eretz, you need to be a proper person first, a mensch, before you can receive the Torah. Kavanah Latorah, it has to be before the Torah.
People who like listen.
Okay. The it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the holy books, Sheminyan Mem Tet Me Sfira Ole Begematria Lev Tov. Oh, wow.
And therefore,
the gematria of the 49 days of the Sfira comes out to be Lev Tov. Asher bezeh nechlalin kolin in etaros amidos shebein adam lechaveru. Because in this, in Lev Tov, is included all of the good midos that a person needs to have. They're all included in a Lev Tov. If a person has a Lev Tov, then he'll be able to be good with his fellow Jew. Kedeita ba'avos, like it says in Pirkei Avos, chamisha tamidim ayula l'rivas, there were five tamidim to Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar lem, and he said to them, tzu'uru ezi derech tova shidabik ba'adam. Go out and find what is a good path for a person to cling to. Rabbi Lazar ben Araf omer lev tov, and Rabbi Lazar ben Araf, all the tamidim went out, and they all found a different mida that they liked, that they thought was a good one. One was said, ayin tova, one said, okay, I'm blanking on the other ones. But there was five different midos that they said to do, and Rabbi Lazar ben Arach was the fifth one, and he said, Lev Tov. And the Mishnah says there that Amar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, Roe ani et debrei Rabbi Lazar ben Arach min debreichem. I see Rabbi Lazar ben Arach's words more than all the rest of yours, meaning he thinks that it's a better one. Why? Because Shebichlal Devarav Debreichem. Because in his words, included in his words, are all of your words. Everything that they had said, all the they said four different midos, four different things that they thought were the path that a person should choose. And all four of them were included in Lev Tov, because Lev Tov has everything in it.
It's very
and so that's what you see. The Lev Tov is like the most important thing that a person can have in midos. Because the heart is this root of all of the midos. Odita, Shemizbar, Memtet, the Gematra, Kel Chai. So another thing is that written in the Sfarim is that the gematria of Memtet is Kale, which not with a kuf, but with an aleph, Kale Chai, the living God. Pirita me'ariya kadosh, like it said, like it says in the name of the Ariya Kadosh, is that Hashem HaKadosh shall meet that Yisod. This is the midah of Yisod. This shame of Hashem, Kale Chai. That when a person is mitahir, this midah, when he purifies this midah, then he gets to a place where he can feel the life in Elokut. He feels the life force from Hashem. Tafkidam shemei spira, the job of the days of the spira with the tahir lizakech kol amidos. It's to purify and to fix all of the midos. Hein elu shebein adam lechavero. Whether it's the midos of Ben Adam Chavero, Lasig Dechinas Leiv Tov, to achieve a level of Leiv Tov, the Hein Elu Sheben Adam Lamakom, whether it's achieving in Ben Adam Lamakom, Anichlal BeKel Chai, which will be included in Kel Chai. Shizeh Achana LaKabal Zator BeChag HaShavot, Atzuliyah Kifi Zikuch HaMidos V'Yemei Spiro. And that is the Kabbalah Satorah, that's the preparation. This is the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah on Chag HaShavuos, which, according to your preparation, that will be, according to that, how much you will be able to receive of the Torah on Chag HaShavuos. Then Kosov Amaral, Amaral writes, Shashlemus Badam Kolelus Gimel in Yonim. A completion in a person includes three different areas. Shalem in Boro, number one, you have to be complete with your master, your creator, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we would call Ben Adam Makom. In Chavirav, with your friend, that would what we would call what? What do we call that? Ben Adam Chaviro. And then there's one more area that the Arizal says a person has to be Shalem. The Imatzmo, very good. You have to be complete with yourself. This completion is what a Jew has to try to achieve during this time period of Sefiras Omer. In order to, that he should be fitting, that the Torah could, you know, come onto him, dwell on him, asher tishkol mekirbo. Nimtza d'imei asfira in tkufa shatar zamidos kedei lagi lekabas Torah. It comes out that the idea of the mei asfira is, at least one aspect, is the purification of our midos in order to receive the Torah. That's the idea. Umaran admor, the Baba Zia, I'm not sure what Baba is. I don't know. Amar, he said, "Shavetkufa Sfiras Haomer Korin B'Toyra is a parshios a kololos kol inyanei negayim minyanei tuma ve'arayos." What are the parshios that we read in Sfiras Haomer? What time of the year is it? It's all safe for what? It's all safe for Vayikra, right? And what's safe for Vayikra all about?
Boring stuff.
Boring stuff. You hear this guy? Okay, next time you meet up with God, say, "God, I felt that 1/5 of your words that you gave us was boring."
No, but they're important.
Just sound boring. All right. Okay, fine. Okay, but what is it about, though? What? Okay, it's commandments. Okay, what kind of commandments? What? Okay, it's a lot of, it's a fair amount of korbanos.
Yeah.
A lot of Tumah and Tahara. A lot of Tumah and Tahara. Right? Mitzoros, Taras, Zavin, Zavos, Yolodos. Right? A lot of Tumah and Tahara. And also Arayos. A lot of Arayos. Okay? And also Achrimos, also Kedoshim. Talk about all the parts. That's all the parts of the Arayos. And Taras, like we said, okay, that's what the parshas are talking about in this time period. And that's the time of Sfiras Haomer. So he says, Ki azman hazeh, because in this time, b'miuchad, and specifically in this time, b'sugo l'itar mikol zeh, it's a specific time where it is fortuitous to purify yourself from all of these issues. It's a time where a person can work on all these issues. Arayos, Tumantara.
I don't know why.
Ba'pi ha'mavur la'malah, Sfiras Haomer, kolel es beis inyonim, And based on what we've been saying, that Sefiras Omer basically has into these two aspects. Number one aspect is to purify us from the klipas that we have from the Mitzrayim that we still have on us. And to become holy and tahor in the kedusha of Shemayim. So that's why we have in these parshas also all of the Nyani Kedusha. Come over parshas Kedusha, Kedusha's Achila, like we have the parsha of eating properly, parsha Shmini, right, where the Torah commands us to become Kedoshim. Uparshas Kedoshim to you, and the partial Kedoshim to you. Hakolelas Kedusha Prishus Ma'arayos, which includes in it separating yourself from Ma'arayos. Kedushas Kohanim, and the Kedusha of the Kohanim, which is in Parshas Emor, which is this week. Kedushas Amodos also is in Parshas Emor, the Kedusha of the Yom Tovim. Vacharka Kedusha Aretz, and also the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Kol Parshas Ha'elo Amikivos Kol Inyani Kedusha. All these parshas which encompass all of the inyanim of kedusha, but also lamed shezeh ha'ikar shel ish yehudi. They come to teach us that that is the main thing for a Jew. Kamamar Akasav, like it says in the pasuk, "Atem tiuli mamletz kohanim begoy kadosh." You shall be to me a kingdom of kohanim, of priests, and a holy nation. The Eina Kedusha Bechinas Hidur Be'alma. And Kedusha is not just like an added thing. It's not just like a hidur, like a beautification of a, you know, an extra thing. No. V'tosefes Ma'alma. And then just like an extra level. Elazeh Etem Ayadus. This is the essence of Judaism. The Etem Shel Yehudi. And the essence of every Jew. Liyos Goy Kadosh. That everyone should be a Goy Kadosh. Part of a Goy Kadosh. And because of the days of Sefira are designated to be a place where we are attire ourselves and sanctify ourselves in the Kedusha, and that's why we read in the days of Yemei Sefira all of these topics of Kedusha that we just mentioned that are in Sefer Vayikra. Okay, guys. Shkach.